Plans aimed at winning back the America's Cup will be unveiled in Portsmouth today. They include a new sponsor for Ben Ainslie Racing and details of the World Series qualifying events, which will take place in the Solent in July. Sir Keith Mills is chairman of Team Origin Events, which aims to bring the prestigious sailing trophy back to Britain. And he is in our Portsmouth studio for us this morning. Good to talk to you, Sir Keith. Thank you very much indeed for coming onto the programme.
Good morning.
In the world of sailing, then, for people who aren't familiar with America's Cup and don't really know the significance of it, how important is it?
Well, it's the oldest major sports trophy in the world. It all started in 1851, just off of Cowes in the Isle of Wight, when we rather ambitiously invited everyone in the world to race against 13 or 14 British yachts. Garrard's produced a wonderful trophy. We promptly lost it. It went to America. It was renamed the America's Cup, and we've never seen it since. So we've been trying to win this trophy for over 160 years and failed miserably. But this time, it's different. Ben and the team really have a great chance.
A great chance. Can we actually do it?
We absolutely can. You know, Ben's pulled together an extraordinary a team of individuals, designers, boat builders and sailors. For those of you that have been down to Portsmouth recently, you will have seen the spectacular new 70,000 square foot base that's been built. We've hired Martin Whitmarsh, who's the CEO of McLaren, the top designers from Red Bull, Adrian Newey, who joined the team. So we really have a world-class team, and I think this time we really truly have a chance of winning the oldest trophy in sport and bringing it back to the UK.
And what's going to be happening today? Because we're going to be hearing more about Britain's plans to win it back, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to be unveiling our newly announced sponsor later this morning. But importantly, we're also going to be unfolding some of our plans leading up to the America's Cup final in 2017. And that all starts here in Portsmouth in just about 4 weeks' time, when the world's best sailors all start competing for the America's Cup just off of the beach at Southsea.
And we're talking about 500,000 people potentially coming to watch the World Series racing next month. How can people actually get involved then?
Well, it is going to be a fantastic four-day event. And as you say, we've had incredible demand for tickets. In fact, I think all the grandstand tickets have now been sold. We have an amazing concert on Saturday evening. And in fact, I think they're running a promotion or announcing a promotion today where if you buy a concert ticket, you get a free ticket to watch the racing. But, you know, the best, this racing is fast and furious, and it'll take place just 50 metres off the beach. And these boats will be running up and down at 40 and 50 miles an hour. It's going to be amazing.
We've been talking about the build-up of this for many, many months, and just by the number of tickets you've sold just goes to show how popular this is going to be. What do you think, though, it means for Portsmouth and also the South Coast generally?
Well, this is going to be a huge boost for the South Coast and Portsmouth. And, you know, I was involved in organising the Olympic Games, and I know the impact that the Olympic Games had on East London. And you know, the object of bringing it here is to help regenerate the city, to create some jobs. We have a new charitable foundation that's going to help youngsters. It really is going to give the whole area a big boost.
And what would it mean then? We're going to think positively. We get the cup back to Britain. What would it mean to you, first of all, and also to the future of the race generally?
Well, for me, I mean, this has been a mission for a long time, and because we're in a unique position with someone like Ben Ainslie leading the team, the impact will be huge. It'll be truly historic. In fact, in 3 or 4 weeks' time, when the racing starts here, it'll be the first time ever in British waters since 1851 that a British team has competed for the America's Cup. So it's going to be really significant. And the impact on the country, this will be truly historic. It'll be as historical as winning and hosting the Olympic Games.
How excited are you feeling?
When you organise these big events and you get closer, and I've just driven into Portsmouth this morning, and the signs are going up on the lampposts, and I have a meeting with my team later on, an operations meeting. all the elements that you have to make happen when you pull these events together are falling into place. So we're all very excited. We want everyone in the Southeast to come down and watch this incredible event and support Ben. The most important thing right now is to get the whole country behind Ben Ainslie and the team. As we did with the Olympic Games, we all remember those amazing moments during the Olympics. We want to create exactly the same feeling for the America's Cup and for Ben and the team.
It does feel very real now. So Keith Mills, thank you very much indeed for coming onto the programme this morning.
You're very welcome.